Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Thank you.
Mike Cuden.
Yeah. shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like that. That bitch can't hold up, 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 make that shit go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down. That bitch can't pop like me, down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up, 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 hold up.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween.
Please leave your message for
grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team. Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen One Way, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Of the show. This is the number one station in ballroom history where you could definitely get all information ballroom. We're definitely going to be here and we're going to be live and we're going to be recapping the ball that happened in Atlanta this weekend. We're going to be recapping the ball that happened in North Carolina this weekend. And we're also going to be recapping the extravaganza ball that happened this week in New York City. Without further ado, I'm going to go and get my lovely esteemed cast members and I'm going to bring them on and we're going to get this show on a roll.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney. Rodney. Realness. Urban. Let's go.
What you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Well, hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Let's go get the rest of the cast.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the Shady Lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself. She's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Hello, Alexis.
Hi, Kelly. Hi,
what's going on? I don't know if I can speak to you tonight.
Why, girl?
Because you're not A-list.
Let me explain something to you. That up queen with her old dried-up ass commentating. Bitch, know the name. Remember the voice, because you will hear it again.
Yes, bitch. Yes, honey.
Well,
yes.
I try to have respect for the icons and legends, but listen, girl, her and that dried up ass commentating girl. I just can't.
It's a mess, honey. It is a mess.
Let
baby.
Her get my blood pressure up. I'm not.
Baby, it is definitely a mess, honey. It was, honey. Oh, baby, that was a key cackle, honey. I gagged that, honey. But see, you know, honey, this is definitely the radio show where you can say whatever you want, whatever's on your mind, and you won't definitely be censored, honey. I don't care what you say. If you don't care if you come for me, whatever you feel and how you feel it. But at the end of the day, the girls is going to know who about that. Is to say, I'm gagging, honey, that Fred said that, you know, if Shay Shay walks, gagging Ween, that he's going to be a 007. I don't understand why, honey. But let's definitely get to the back. Hold on. Oh, the other co-host is here. Hold on. Wait. Okay.
London on too.
London says she sent me a message and says she's running late, honey. She still has clients in the shop.
Okay.
So, did you do the extravaganza ball?
No, I didn't. I was going to do it, but I got some tease on that.
I got tease on it, but we're not going to start there, honey. Because if we start there, we're gonna be finished just as fast as we was in Atlantic City.
Okay.
But we're gonna start with a. Oh well, you know what? Because everything else is gonna take long. So.
Hold on, wait. Let me say this. I've been trying to get a hold of you, but I've been missing the past couple of shows. I want to apologize for not being at your birthday party. I really wanted to come. I was tired. I had school the next morning. I missed it. So,
I appreciate you saying that because a lot of the kids that I invited, no one really came. If I didn't depend on my industry friends and my party list from when I gave my club parties and stuff, none. And don't feel bad because none, not even Miss Kelly, no, not even Rodney, none. But I understand Rodney.
I didn't get my inbox either, did I? No, I did not.
You was absolutely right. I got on the 11:30 bus. The bus did not get back to the city until 2:45.
Oh, okay.
So you were absolutely right.
You
were going to
send me an invite in my inbox. I never received it.
And the girls would have really gagged, but Carlos Ebony was there, and he could vouch for anything that I say. All the boys that I posted on the flyers that I put out on the little thing, they were there.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I know, that's right. Okay. Well, we're going to go into the extravaganza ball. Okay. And it's no shade, honey, because everything else is going to take long. So let me just go straight into the extravaganza ball. Okay. Everybody that was out, everybody that came out to the extravaganza ball, and everybody that posted what they posted in the different chat rooms and the Ballroom Institute and everything, I think that everybody in ballroom that has a ball should have a fab venue like that. That's what I think. If everybody has a fab venue like that, you're going to get high ratings for your ball. It's no shade. The venue was definitely, it was definitely A-list for the venue, but the ballroom people was definitely D-list. It was not any, you know, people of, you know, high stature of the ballroom children there. They wasn't out like that. The venue was definitely fab. That's what everybody said. And I tried to give y'all a little in the mix with my cell phone because Ballroom Throwbacks wasn't allowed to tape or, you know, anything at the ball. So I tried to give y'all a little mix with my cell phone, but you couldn't really hear over the music and everything. I tried. But everybody that I did interview did say that it was a fab venue. And that's what everybody said. The venue was fab. And that's the only thing that was fab about the ball. I love the House of Extravaganza. I love Hector and all of them. But that was the only thing that was fab. It was definitely a fab venue. Definitely very well AC'd. The drinks was flowing. But other than that, the ball was late. The ball was about an hour and a half. And all 30 categories was done. When have we ever been to a ball and had 30 categories in an hour and a half and it was done? The most contested category was Realness with a Twist with four people, Vogue Femme with four people, Femme Queen Realness with three people.
Hello.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast Music Mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
For the feminine what? For the feminine what? What?
Hello?
Yeah.
What did y'all hear? Because I gagged. I was off. Alexis texted me and asked me what happened. What did y'all hear? I was talking down.
You stopped at whenever you ever been to a ball that's ended in an hour and 30 minutes, 40 categories.
Damn, bitch. I said the whole fucking thing, and I was sitting here like, what the fuck happened? And Alexis texted me like, where you went? And I'm like, well, child, the highly contested categories was Vogue Femme.
Oh, no, we did that. We did
Oh, y'all
that.
Got all of that?
Four for Vogue Femme, three for Realness, and four for Vogue Femme.
And then the other categories, either one person or nobody walked at all, and the ball was over with and done.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, since we're talking about that ball, I would like to give a shout-out to my house members, Ski and Alicorn Prodigy, for winning Runway, and also to Natalie Prodigy for winning from Queen Rose.
Yes.
Maybe, yeah. And I want to give a, I don't know who Wade holds on. I don't know who it was, but wait, holds on. I got to see. Oh, yes, and I got to give a big shout-out to that girl, Miss Jennifer Paris Extravaganza, that they just snatched up last night and put her in the house, Miss saying that child was fab, Miss saying. But that was it.
What would she want?
Huh?
She didn't walk anything.
She didn't walk anything. She was just this internet motherfucking, like, her picture is up in London Tea Party. She was just this internet cunt that was walking around the ball, and Deshaun seen her and brought her up on the stage, Miss Thang, and nobody didn't know, was she one of the girls or was she a real cunt? And Deshaun asked her, are you one of the girls? And she gave the rest, she was one of the girls, Miss Thang. And, you know, 5 minutes later, you know, she became an extrava. You know, they snatch up the Latino girls.
Okay, okay.
So, and now she's an extrava. She's definitely fab. Ernie. So, now we go to North Carolina. I mean, Atlanta.
Okay, well, none of us was there.
Oh, you wasn't in North Carolina, I mean in Atlanta either?
No, I didn't go to Atlanta. I had intentions to go, but I couldn't make it, so I did apologize to Dundee for not being able to make it. But I do know Booty won, Legendary Realness, Big Jasmine won $1,000 for Simpson Realness. DJ Chanel won Pretty Boy Realness. Lil B, Mizrahi won Twist. And those are all the winners that I've heard about.
Well, hold on. We got an Atlanta caller on the line. Maybe they know some tea. 404-723, you're live on the air. 404-723, you're live on the air. I guess not. Oh, well, I don't know. If anybody can tell us of what happened in Atlanta, and, you know, we can get to the tea. Honey, because I want to know what happened, honey. I want to know what the realness category was. Alexis, are you there? Hello? Alexis says she's talking, but we can't hear her. Hold on, Alexis. I'm going to hold on. Let me see. Hold on. I don't know what's going on with the switchboard tonight. Hold on. Let me try to get Alexis back on the line. Hold on. Honey, I don't know what's going on with this switchboard tonight.
The person you called, mailbox. 7-1-8-3.
Hold on. Alexis, hang on. Hold on. I'm going to try to get you back on, Alexis. Hold on. I don't know what's going on with this switchboard here tonight. She is doing a womp, 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 womp.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, you're back. I don't know what's going on with this switchboard tonight.
Okay, RR said he's trying to get in, too.
RR's trying. Oh, my God. Wait. Oh, my God. What the fuck is going on with this phone? How is everybody off the line? And I got people hitting me up saying they got bounced off, too. Hold on. I'm calling RR now.
Well, at least I'm still on here.
Yeah. RR? Hold on. It's talent RR now.
Alexis?
I'm here.
Do you have country's number?
Yes.
He said he wants to do a report on Atlanta, if you would give him a call.
You said what, Rodney? I'm sorry, I had a phone call.
Country wants to get on the line.
On Atlanta, so could you call him?
Hold on, I'm trying to call RR back, get RR back now. The switchboard is carrying on tonight. Oh, my God. Girls, please bear with us, honey. The switchboard is doing shows here tonight. Honey, it is doing shows here tonight. Oh, my God. Now Alexis has, oh, my God. I didn't answer. Now Alexis has, phone has dropped off. Hold on. I'm trying to get everybody back on the line, honey. And it is doing shows here. Oh, my God. Hello? I'm trying to get it together, okay? Can y'all everybody, they texted me talking about getting it together. Can you send me R's number, please? Oh, my God. Chell, I don't know what is going on with these boards tonight. Alexis call has dropped again. What the fuck is going on? Oh, my God. This board is doing shows. Oh, my God. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Okay. Wait, cancel. This is, oh, my God. This is getting on my working my pussy, honey. Can y'all, somebody please send me R's number? Honey, I don't have my iPhone anymore with his number and my iPhone. Well, can y'all get RR back on the line, please, for me? Because this is not right.
Okay, hello.
Okay.
It's just so funny going on.
Yeah, it is. Can you send me RR's number?
Okay, hold on, please. Queen is charming in this room, man.
Which room?
In this English room. Hold on,
yes, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, go RR.
Okay, RR, you're back?
Yeah, what happened?
The switchboard is carrying on, honey. They is doing shows here tonight. Okay, Alexis, can you get us country, please, so we can get his recap of Atlanta? Or country, send me your number on Facebook, and I'll call you directly, country. Okay, this switchboard is doing shows. It kicked all of us off but Rodney. Rodney was the only one on the line.
I'll go
over
and do it.
Hey, super, he's do that. A
theme
was on there, couldn't
disconnect it. Baby, it was not happening, honey. It gave me no ma'am, honey. You girls are gone, honey. What's the tea?
So, yeah, you were saying something about the Extrava thing being 30 categories and they were over in an hour?
An hour and a half and the ball was over with and done.
Wow.
Yeah.
You talk about rapid speed.
Rapid speed, baby. I gagged that it was over that fast. Baby, I really did.
Wow.
Baby, they is not having it, honey. They inducted her in fast. We waited for Country to come on and give us the recap.
Oh,
of the...
there he is.
Country? Hello?
Oh, shit. I have my phone on mute.
Okay, can you give us the recap of the ball on Atlanta?
Let's see. Where
oh, you cleared your throat for that. You must be got a lot to say.
I get it from the mother. What you expect? But
I don't know where he get that from.
Honestly, I love my brother Diane. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him a lot. And the ball was, I mean, it was. The venue was really nice. The venue was very, very nice. He did a good job on the venue. He also did a good job of getting everything, like, set up, too. Even though it wasn't that much, everything was set up good. So, didn't like how the times kept changing from 7 o'clock, then 9:30, then LSS really didn't get started until, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. I was trying to go to Club Rain, you know, to celebrate a birthday and stuff, but... I mean, just the time and everything, the ball started off late as usual. Any kind of ball in Atlanta, you expected for it to start late anyway. But throughout the night, it wasn't really that many walkers. Let's see. Fuck that. Let's just get to the shit. The $1,000 Sim Queen realness. All that other bullshit is irrelevant. But the $1,000 Sim Queen realness, it was a lot of shit. Like, I mean, it was hot for the most part, but that was, like, one of the hottest categories of the night. Big Jasmine was chopped by
Father Tony Revlon, Granddaddy Tony. I said, because of the fact that she had did a little skit, and what was told to her was that it couldn't be a production, but it could be like a little something. I'm guessing that's what was told. But when Danya got on the mic, he explained to her, like, no, you couldn't bring a production, and it wasn't calling for that, and, you know, it was, and she has to let the chop remain, because she didn't bring it the right way. Well, she brought it the right way, but production on the skit or whatever she did, it was hot. It was really, really hot. It was really, really hot. She had the baby. She came out in the wheelchair, and she had the baby like she was pregnant, and the baby just fell out, and she drugged the baby up to the judges' panel. It was hot. And right then and there, Tony said, no, ma'am. So, sent her packing, like, it wasn't just one chop. He chopped her twice. And that's when Tony Revlon got the mic and said that, Danya, I don't think you put effort into letting the girls know that you can't go about giving just half shit on the category. Like, explain everything out before you know what I'm saying, before the girls come out. Let's see. Mother Trishay Khan, my niece, and what's the child name? The Escada child?
Sydney Star.
Yes, Sydney Star. Don't get me wrong, I'm not being shady at all. I mean, honestly, I really don't give a fuck. You take it how you want to take it. But I live for her realness, but the attitude, she could have, like, kept that at the house. Like, no shade. You win something, you lose something, get over it, point blank. Her and Trishay battled. Trishay won over her, and I think the final battle was Trishay and Mother Jasmine, if I'm not mistaken. Mother Jasmine Milan, and that's when Jasmine won the cash. Really, that was the hottest thing. Congrats to my brother for winning the 500 for Pretty Boy Realness. He looked good and on point. All the Pretty Boys look good and on point.
That's good. Watch the throne, 9/29/2012.
Everybody look good. Yeah, watch the throne. That's all I'm gonna say.
Did you hear that comment by Junior that said, so Soulja Boy just said, see you and watch the throne?
He can watch me sit on the throne. How about that?
Yeah.
Never for anybody else that wanna bring it that night, because I'm just letting the girls know, well, the men know, be on your A game that night. I'm not playing with nobody
country,
else.
I just got a message. And somebody said you wasn't sitting on the throne when you called that Escada child out.
It was fun. He got me. I mean, you win some, you lose some. I'm never going to
Oh, wait, hold on,
Patrick.
Hold on. Our girlfriend says she's done with her client. Hold on.
Every time you come around my luncheon bridge, wanna go down like
Mouth, oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Yeah.
London.
Hello, my lovely love.
So you finished with that last client. What hairstyle did you give her?
Yeah, I gave her, a lot of them want box braids. They want to be like, you know, poetic justice. I don't know, but we're actually getting ready for the London Olympics next week.
Okay. Country, go ahead. What was you saying, Country?
Hell, I don't forget. Shit.
You're talking about the femme queen realness and Tony.
No. He said that. He talked about. They said you wasn't. That you wasn't on the throne, honey, because you called that a Scotta child out, and he said you packing.
I mean, you know, you win some, you lose some. He got me by one vote. I mean, let's not get it twisted. It was by one vote. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, I thought they said he. Somebody told me that he beat you across the board.
No,
hold on, wait,
two.
I'm sorry,
huh?
They said he beat you across the board and you only got one vote.
Watch the video, it's on the video.
Oh, come on, I'm not.
I
I forgot. There was a little altercation. I don't know. It was actually two type of incidents that happened at the bar. There was some shade about with the femme queen from the Revlon house. A local in Father Vito had got into a little light argument. It wasn't really a big thing, but it was just a little argument about them stopping one of the Revlon girls that walked for the thousand. And the other incident was something about that was in the back going on with Kanaya Revlon and Amaya.
Kanaya?
What a girl.
Yeah, it was something going on.
Somebody hit me up and said Vito got one more time and he's gonna be on the band list for 6 months.
Yeah, they just got into like a little light argument. It kind of stopped the flow of the ball for a minute, but everything had got back in order. But the ball, I mean, I will commend him for on his first ball. It was just his first ball, and I will say he did a good job of having. I mean, from what I know he had his money. I don't know what everybody else is hearing, but I know he gave out his coin. From what I know, my little brother got his coin, and I think Big Jasmine got her coin. I don't know for the rest of the categories, but I mean, it was, you know, typical Atlanta, and, you know, I thought it should have been on a Wednesday night, good luck, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Why don't you do this? Since you have, you know, a lot to say, why don't you just throw your own and you show him how it's done?
I mean, 2013, you'll see.
Okay.
You know, I hope to see the big girls hit it when it comes out. So, I mean, you know.
Well, T is coming through my Facebook right now, and the girls that won regular categories said, Donye, they would like their coins.
Well, Lord.
They said the only thing that was paid out was $1,000, the $300, and the $500, and that's because he made $13 from the door and took $2 out of his pockets. The rest of the girls is waiting for $100.
I was going to say, well, what other categories were for cash? Oh, the regular realness was for cash, too. The regular realness,
the open to all performance, those girls said they want their $100. All they got was the pot.
Mm.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, well, I would like to wish Donye a happy birthday. You know, it was his birthday yesterday.
It's
after 12 o'clock. And I would definitely like to wish the legendary DJ himself, Von Allure, a happy birthday. It is now after 12 o'clock, and it is definitely his birthday, honey. So definitely happy birthday.
I would like to wish my father, the legendary overall father of the House of Chanel, a happy 40th birthday.
Happy birthday, Fred. And I would also like to wish Prince 007 a happy birthday. It is definitely his birthday. You know, happy birthday to you also, honey. Yeah, it's honey.
Don't you, they don't have $1,000 on you, son. Sit down.
I'm just gagging. So how did Big Jasmine get chopped twice and then come back and win the coin? That's what I don't understand.
This is what I've been trying to figure out. Who all got chopped?
I heard all the girls got chopped except two girls.
No, that's wrong.
Okay.
Girls who got chopped were two of the Revlon girls. Trishay was the first one to get her 10s. Trishay came out and got her 10s. Then Sydney Escada got her 10s. That's when, after that, the Revlon girls came out, and I think I'm not pretty sure, don't shoot the messenger, don't jump on me. I don't know if all of the Revlon girls got chopped or just one or two of them, but I know it was like three of them that walked. They chopped, Vito Milan chopped Ava Chanel. Who else was chopped? But once they were all chopped, they brought them all back.
Who brought them back?
Danya brought them all back. Danya let them all come back.
A chop is a chop to me. Rich, that was a mess, honey. If anybody else is on the phone line from Atlanta and y'all have anything to say, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely, you know, chime in and give us your thoughts and your opinions on what happened at the ball, honey.
Well, okay, hold on. Since we're talking about Atlanta, let's ask this question. Where was all the Mizrahi girls?
Well, from what I heard.
Hold on. Let me finish. Calm down. I know, I mean, where was the Atlanta mother, legendary realness, Felicity Mizrahi? She wasn't there. If I'm not
mistaken, she's showing
North Carolina mother, Jaja Mizrahi, she wasn't there. I think Nikki Walk and what's the little girl name?
Nikki did walk.
Shit. What is her name? Paige.
The little one with the snapback. Yeah, Paige.
Yeah.
Snapback ponytail.
She wasn't. I know Paige was. I mean, Paige and Nikki Walk. And Donya called out a lot of people on this flyer. I know Lisa wasn't there. Felicity wasn't there. Donya, I mean, like, where were the girls? Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it. I had school, and I was not about to leave school early to come to Atlanta to walk off. No, sorry, I couldn't do it. But, I mean, like, your own house, and this is what, you know, like, even with TJ, you know how the house didn't support him. But just, like, when your own house is supported, it makes you feel some type of way. And there's no read to nobody. I don't want to think nobody. I'm trying to read them. I mean, it is what it is. I'm just asking a question.
I don't know.
Well,
maybe
somebody told me it was something about with Mother Felicity that said he didn't put her into the flyer or something that was online. That's from what I saw online. I guess that was like this week or before the ball. Something about why she wasn't put on the flyer or called out or something.
Damn. Well, maybe the girls will call in and tell us why they wasn't at the ball, honey. I don't know, honey. I don't know
hello
anything.
Hello, everyone on the line.
Hey, London, how are you?
Hey, London, what's going on?
London, do you have to hear any tea about this?
No, not really about Kanye's ball, no.
Oh, shit. Well, I don't know. Maybe the girls will call in and they'll give us some other
The best thing about it was right next to Krispy Kreme.
You said what?
I said one of the best things about that night, it was right next to Krispy Kreme. I went outside and got me 12 glazed donuts and went to my house. Is that what made that shirt rise a little bit, nephew? And they were ready to use it, some Krispy Kreme.
Kelly, who were the judges for the Extrava Ball?
Oh, child, the judges for the Extravaganza Ball.
I heard Patricia Fields was chopping the girls left and right.
Yes, Patricia Fields, Jack, who else? Carlos Ebony, Keanu Visu, I don't remember who else. Carlos Ebony was there, Keanu Visu, Jack, Patricia
James
Fields.
Icon.
Oh, that was the second half. That was the second.
No, I thought you said it was at the ball. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they were just so confusing. I know James was on the second half. I know Yusuf Mugler was on the second half. It's no shade, and I want nobody to take this as shade. I don't understand why was he on the second half when he had walked best dressed and had got chopped for best dressed. So I don't understand how he was he judging. But you know the extravaganza doesn't follow ballroom rules. So and Anthony Balenciaga.
David Ultima was also on the panel.
Yes. It was David Ultima, it was Jack, it was Patricia Fields, I think I think Michael Kors, I think him, Carlos, Anthony Balenciaga, Keanu Visu, the first half. James Icon, the second half, Patricia Fields, Jack, Yusuf Mugler, some extravaganzas, I don't really remember. I wasn't really paying attention to the ball because it wasn't really nothing to pay attention to. There's no shade.
I got to see that Michael Kors and Patricia Fields did not see the girls shopping everybody that they seen.
Yeah, they sent the girls. They sent the girls packing for all the categories. It was like the fabulous thing was the venue, and the fabulous thing was that, you know, even though, you know, it was like, bitch, they turned the lights out, Miss Thing, and they had this like big ass fucking giant monitor behind the motherfucking behind the judges' panel. So when they turned the lights out, you knew if you got tens across the board or you got chopped, because it played across the screen really big, so everybody in the ballroom knew.
Wow. Now tell me if this is not a kikackle. The girls got chopped by Patricia Fields and who else you said?
Michael Kors.
And they didn't attack them?
Baby, no. Miss Sandy Page and it pumped off.
Okay, but you know why? Because they knew they'd get locked.
The girls, well, think they,
well,
the girls.
Listen, I'm gonna say this on that comment, I agree with you, and I'll say this to anybody: if I'm ever have the pleasure of sitting on a panel and I chop you, and you attack me, when I tell you, we're not gonna fight. Because I'm too old for that, fighting out in public. But when I tell you, whatever county we're in, when I go home, you're going to stay there. And that's not a threat, I promise.
So did Marcus think he was Patricia Fields or Michael Kors?
Marcus didn't even get to judge London.
Oh, my God, honey.
That
lights
went off at the first category.
Oh my God, baby. But yeah, no, they paid it. But say it was just like, you know, those cops were just going left and right. You already knew. You already knew that she was going to get chopped, Miss Thing. Everybody else gave their vote, Miss Thing, and they sat there, Patricia and Michael sat there, and it was very like, and you already knew what was coming. And today Sean would say, Patricia, Michael. And then the chop would come up. They'll put their chop up, and then whoever was working the TV monitor, it would come across the TV monitor, and the girls just walked off, and that's what it was.
So if you got chopped, it came on the monitor?
Yeah, it came on the monitor big, bitch. It was the Medusa. It was the Medusa in the middle, and then it said chop. It said chop on one, chop. Chop and the big Medusa, and if you got tens across the board,
yeah.
The lights went off in the place, and it said tens across the board.
That's fair.
And that's how it was. Miss Thing and the girls took their chop, Miss Thing, and they pumped off. It was no altercations or anything. And you know how the girls usually run up there on the panel and want to know why they was chopped and everything. The girls, they took their chops by them. They was the ones that was doing most of the chopping that night, was those two. And they took their chops and they went on about their business. Mm. And that was it. I don't know, honey.
Wait, are we on the extravaganza ball already? Did I miss something?
We did. We
just
did
as quick as you. Just as quick as you got the information, that's how quick the ball was over.
Exactly. Baby, I was so upset, Miss Thing, that I wasted my new dress and my new necklace and my new shoes and bag and everything. I should have saved it for the carnival. I could have wore repeat, Miss Thing, and didn't even have to take no pictures or anything. That's how fast it went.
Well, let me give y'all my little conversation with Jose on Thursday. I called last week to speak to Hector, and I spoke with Hector. I said, Hector, hi, it's RR. He said, hey, RR, what's going on? I said, well, I was just calling in regards to your function because, you know, I always support Extrava. I said, I just want to know, are the Extravas going to be judging, or are you going to have a panel of judges from different houses, and how many judges you're going to have? He said, oh, I don't have nothing to do with that. This is Jose's ball. He said, you know how we do it. If it was my ball, it would say Grandfather Hector Extravaganza presents, but it's not my ball. It's Jose's ball. So that's why Jose is taking care of everything. He picked the judges and everything. So you might want to call Jose and ask him, because I don't really know who he picked. So I said, okay. So I called Jose. Jose didn't call me back for a week. So last Thursday I called him. This past Thursday they passed. I called him, and he didn't pick up. But then he called me back 5 minutes later, and he said, hello, hello? And I said, yes, hello, this is RR. He said, who? I said, RR Chanel. He says, oh, what is it, RR? What do you want? I said, I was calling in regards to your function is coming up Sunday. I plan to attend, but I just wanted to know about your judges, because I haven't heard anything about your judges. I wanted to know if you were doing extravas and how many judges you were going to have, you know. And he said, let me tell you something. Nobody ever asked me to judge their ball, okay? And I don't think, and I don't take it as shade. I just deal with it, okay? But people shade the extravaganzas all the time. And now you calling me, asking me about my judges. And let me tell you something. I don't let people in my ball for free, okay? Everybody has to pay. And I'm not, I don't know who's on my panel, because I pick my judges. I know who my judges are. And the other judges got picked by Hector. Hector picked half of the judges, and I pick half of the judges because it's our ball. And at the end of the day, you know what? It doesn't matter who I have on my panel. I just know that we picked our judges already. So if you come, I'll be glad to see you. And if you don't, okay. Is there anything else?
Wow.
I said, no, that's it. And I hung up the phone and said, well, I won't be going to that ball. And not on the strength that I wasn't judging. I don't care about that. But you don't speak to me like that. You don't speak to me like that. You ain't had a contest
with
the ball.
Anyone that's patronizing the ball, you don't speak to like that. You want to get the coins first.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, I never did anything to Jose for him to speak to me like that. If anybody should have had animosity against me, it should have been Hector.
Right.
You know, and I felt very offended by the conversation. I don't care about no fucking judging. I judge from my seat. If I don't see it, I jump up and tell you, bitch, what the fuck are y'all doing? I don't need to sit on no panel to judge. But at the end of the day, I thought that was very rude of him, and that's why I didn't attend.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your honesty, as I asked you that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I should have stayed home. It's no shade. I should have stayed home and finished whooping Tasha on his boyfriend ass in spades and taking their money. Shit.
You see?
So about honesty, Rodney, did you ever give Baby D that cookie she was chasing you for?
Don't work again.
Lord, take the wheel.
Lord,
take the wheel.
That was great.
I just spit my juice on my computer table.
Oh, God.
No. That was fierce. Bitch, I give you your props, Rodney, on one motherfucking thing. Bitch, you know how to make a quick exit.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
You know what? I had to look at, listen, let me be honest. Let me be honest with you. I had to look at this video several times. So I was like, wait a minute. Is Rodney scared?
No, he wasn't scared. I don't blame him. I wouldn't want anybody spraying me with mace either.
Hold on. Like I said, I had to watch it a couple of times. Because at first I was like, wait a minute. Because you know you got girl, Miss Rodney got sprayed, she was scared, whatever. But I go to look in the mirror, I go to look at the video, I'm like, no shit, Rodney looked like he was trying to get the fuck from out of there. But once he got from in like the corner, it was like, okay, I can see what's all going on now. What's up? I had to look at it for myself to get a better understanding.
Right, I looked at it multiple times too. You weren't alone. So let's get to this recap of North Carolina. How was the venue?
North Carolina.
The venue and the ball was just a regular, it was hot, you know, I got to there, it was hot in a little stadium, little auditorium.
Was it in the same place where we had, where the last ball was?
It was there in the hot box, it was there.
Okay.
Right, in the exhaustion chambers. No, but runway was the hottest category. I think Andre looked over. What's everybody else recap?
That prodigy child was everything to me. He looked like he stepped off the scene of Transformers. It was no shade. I actually got lost.
I don't want, hold on, because I just got a message that just came through my Facebook, and I don't want nobody to think that, you know, this is my views on people, but I just got a message that came through Facebook, and they said, thank you, Rodney, for chopping Baby Huey.
She's cut tuna fish, catfish, crawfish. She's cut.
But go ahead, finish recapping. Anybody got any other tea or anything that y'all like to say, send it through Facebook. I'm here. Hit me up on a private message on the chat, honey, and I'll read what y'all say if y'all can't say it yourself. Go ahead, finish y'all recap.
Right, but, Rodney, I'm glad you didn't go all gospel like Miss Marcus did when she got, you know, after she got... she caught the Holy Ghost on the girls. I'm glad you didn't. Is her lips sealed, or did she, like, call into rebuttal about, you know, herself, or, you know...
No, nothing was said about that issue, as I knew it. And I spoke to my father as regards to my issue, and he dealt with that situation as well. So I assume we're going to move on with that as well.
Okay. So did he get a little bit of drink on you when the lights turned off, or was it?
A drink on me?
Yeah, did he spill a little bit of his drink on you after he got knocked?
He wasn't by me.
Hey, Marcus, I'm talking about you. If you can call in if someone's talking about you, I would love it.
You know Marcus is not going to call in.
Right, he's not a garçon anymore from what I'm hearing, so he left the ballroom alone, right?
That would be true then, if you definitely said that it would be a double O.
No, but is it like a curse that all the garçons get slapped on the panel, or is it?
Oh my God!
Wait, what happened?
I'm going to stop right now.
London is not happening tonight. Bitch, I'm over here falling out.
You think I slept on the panel?
Hello?
Jay talking about, yeah. London's talking about where Fred got smacked on the panel.
Right, isn't that, like, they just saw, like, what, no, I don't know.
Please, can y'all please finish with the recap? Please, oh my God, I can't.
It was also, with no one mentioned, it was also a, it was Pride in Indianapolis, and I know it was a ball hosted by Opie Rodeo in Indianapolis, so maybe Vengeance might be on the phone. He might can give us a recap of that.
Or they could tell us about the girls in Pittsburgh that didn't get all their money.
Right. I think Jermaine, didn't he go to Pittsburgh? I think he was in Pittsburgh. Jermaine Mizrahi. That's that picture of him out there.
Oh, and at the aftermath in North Carolina, the girls had $700 categories, and they only paid out three of the categories. The girls didn't get all their money.
Well, one of those balls, I heard the envelopes disappeared. I think that was a regular night. I don't know. I wasn't there.
The regular night for which ball?
In North Carolina.
Somebody said they really tried a lot of the girls at the ABC ball. The one Ebony was almost in tears. And when he got chopped, how does this icon or legend have a ball and say what the chips are not when they step out?
Mm. Oh, talking about was it a best dress or something, a runway, when he stepped out and all his beads and stuff started falling off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that too.
She was devastated when she got chopped.
Yeah, she was devastated. They said she was brought to tears.
Yeah.
Saying, man.
It was very unfortunate for him because he did look amazing. He came like halfway down the runway, and then his beads and like pearls belt like something that he had. The strings came loose and all the beats just came on the runway. And it was just like, oh my God, you just knew, you know. So he just knew to turn around and leave out the runway because he just knew that he was about to be shot because, of course, he just said your outfit falling apart and different stuff like that. It's an automatic chop. So once part of his effect just fell to the floor, he knew that that was the end of his night.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
I think another technicality that's going to happen because he also didn't have on gloves. I think that was another thing that they said with Mikey. He always wore gloves, and he didn't have on any gloves either. So I think if it wasn't for the beads, once he got to the front, because he didn't have on any gloves, I think he would have got chopped as well with that too.
Oh.
Someone sent me over some tea. They said they really tried a lot of runway girls at the ABC ball. The one Ebony was almost in tears and begged not to be chopped. My thing is, how do icons, legends have the balls to say what a chop or not when they step out and can't even give an iconic or legendary LSS-worthy performance? Not all, but most of them.
Well, you know, if he there's only five people that judge that category, so he has to be speaking about one of the judges for that category at that time.
You know what I noticed? The girls just want to listen. They just want to listen, honey.
Right.
Nobody don't want to call in and nobody don't want to say anything. Why nobody don't want to speak, Miss Thang? It's no shade. You know what I'm about to do, Miss Thang? I told y'all what I'm about to do because y'all girls, I'm sorry if I don't know your number, Miss Thang. Girls, I'm going to be clearing the lines to get some other girls up here that want to talk because y'all girls is just sitting here and y'all listening and it's no shade, Miss Thang. I need to get other people up here that want to talk, Miss Thang. Y'all just want to sit here and y'all just want to listen. Like, what the fuck, Miss Thang? We need other girls to, you know, bitch, to call in and give us the other ends of the story and things that they see. And y'all girls just want to sit here and y'all just want to listen. It's no shame, Miss Thang. I'm going to have to clear my lines, Miss Thang. I need fresh
right,
meat.
Right, Kelly, since no one's talking right now, no one's talking about balls.
Yeah, hold on.
How about Timper saying that she made you?
I'm not worried about Temperance. Temperance had her time to dance with the cow, and she got exactly what came her way. It's no shade. Temperance is my girlfriend, Miss Thang. I see her down, Miss Thang. But, you know, like I said, Miss Thang, at the end of the day, Miss Thang, bitch, Timbers can't walk face without pain, just like I can't walk face without pain. So it's what it is. It's all a fucking illusion. You know.
Okay, so you guys won't battle since you know.
I don't want to play with Temperance. I already played with that doll. That doll is already in my collection. Why y'all falling out?
No, because she just doesn't believe that. She really thinks she made you.
Well, a lot of people believe a lot of things, you know.
Or maybe she was trying to say she made you what you are because she, you know, she, you over her.
Oh, no, mama, no. No, mama, no. Honey, I cleared the phone lines, honey. Maybe we'll get some other girls in. These girls be having the phone. I see these numbers are repetitive on this line, honey. The girls get these, they be motherfucking, they be having the fucking number on speed dial, Miss Thang. As soon as I say I'm clearing the line, they press redial quick, bitch, and get back up here. Honey, these bitches, though, we playing. Hold on, we have a caller. 317-601, you're live on the air.
Did you really just hang up on me like that, though, girl?
Honey, baby, if you're not a freaking caller and I don't know your three digits, area code is
what's going on? Look, that's Vengeance, Cat.
I know who it is. You know, Vengeance be calling in from all different types of numbers, honey. Vengeance needs to stay with us. Vic just need to stay with a steady number so I can remember that number.
This is true, Kelly.
So wait, did Amara really read Sanaya that badly that Ballroom Throwback's been up the video at?
Who?
I got to that Amari Mizrahi read Sanaya at, I think it was at a Vogue night.
London, don't start nothing, man.
Oh, no, it was a big thing like that. I don't really know what happened. I want the tea. I thought this was the number one radio show.
London, you is being a shit tonight.
London, you is at it tonight, honey. You're gonna make me call Sanaya and get her up on this line.
Girl, you see what time it is, girl. You know Naya sleep.
Yeah, she gotta go for her six o'clock rollerblade, honey, through Harlem, honey.
So Kelly, give us a clean version of what happened, like.
The what?
The clean version.
I can't really give you the full version of what happened because I was intoxicated. Hey. I was intoxicated that night.
Oh.
So I couldn't, you know. Oh,
even,
Alexis, did you see the message that just came through? In the elite? I think the girl's going to get on the line.
Oh, you're late. You're a day late and a dollar short. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the father of the North Carolina chapter of the House of Buzz on. He is already on the line.
Marcus, are you there, darling? You're just listening?
Wait, does he want a gospel intro or?
Oh, shit.
Hold on, let me give him an intro.
When you talk, all I hear is bah, 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 bah,
Marcus, are you there?
Y'all are cutting up tonight, baby.
Baby. Marcus, what is going on? You're not talking. This is what they said. This is what they said on our radio station, Mistake. You didn't say anything, Mistake. So how they know it was true, Mistake? You never came out and said nothing. Are you going to say something there? Well, I guess not, honey. It's crickets. Mm-mm. Oh, shit.
Round one. Fight!
Right, so you mean to tell me after getting slapped, you know, and going to the preacher's wife to pray, you still go in the elite room in three? Marcus? Are you there?
Alexis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm making sure you were still here.
Okay. Since we waited for Marcus to talk, please hold on while I pay some bills.
So wait, who's left?
October 27th, 2012, the CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection, a collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween.
grand prize, open to all legendary performance, for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team. Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, Open to All Foot and Eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Dee Dee Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win, $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
When I tell you, Kelly,
yes,
that is probably the best commercial.
Yeah,
I
that
heard.
Was cute. At the same time, it was cute.
Oh, Jason, you're live on the air.
So, Rodney, every time you see Charles Barkley from now on, are you going to chop him?
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Wait, say it again. I said, so from now on, every time when you see Charles Barkley, are you going to chop him?
Jason, I only chop people if I think I don't bring the category right. Or I don't bring the category. Otherwise,
he's
going to
always bring it as Charles Barkley.
The people that got into altercations with, the ones that hit the runway, if it makes me know it and bring it right, they'll get my turn.
Let me ask you this, Rodney. When he came charging at you like Miss O.K., did you feel like you was in The Color Purple?
Oh, God. It was just an experience. It was like a shock because I never experienced that at a ball before.
So you thought? So you didn't think he was coming after you? Because I thought he was coming for that chicken wing.
At first, I did not. At first, I really, really didn't.
I honestly thought he was coming for that chicken wing.
I'm motherfucking done. I'm fucking done with motherfucking Jason. In London tonight, bitch, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I am so sorry. Wait a minute, I am so sorry. Wait on my manners. Hello, hello, Kelly. London, I love you. Hi, Nana Alexis.
Hey. Oh, my God, I can't with y'all tonight.
I mean, oh, my God, no shade. When I got a call on my phone last night and woke me up out of my sleep and said, have you seen that video? And I'm like, what video? When I saw that video, they said, look at it and call me back. I looked at it again. I looked at it one more time. And I said, bitch, is this The Color Purple 2012? Because that bitch came mopping up that, like, you told Hoppo to chop me.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I said I was going to save this for Tuesday night, but I could not hold it. I could not hold it another day, another second, another minute, another hour.
There's still more to come today, tomorrow night, tune in.
Oh my God.
What the fuck y'all up, bitch? When I tell y'all, bitch, oh my God, bitch. I'm too through. I can't mistake. I just can't mistake. And I know tomorrow night with all of y'all on the phone. Oh my God, bitch. I'm gonna piss myself.
You know what, Kelly, you know what, I don't understand. I kinda agree with what you said earlier. You ever notice how when say for instance the incident that happened this past week. Now, while I was on the other show, people calling my inbox, say she was this. But when you give them the chance to call in and actually say it for themselves,
they
do not press one.
They're never gonna press one because they want the targets to be on the people back that is saying it because people will think that it's our opinions, but it's people in our inbox. Bitch, if Facebook could go back to as long as this show been going on and I could read all the messages that I got from people and everything mistake and show people this shit mistake, they would gag like, oh, miss, I thought you was the one that was always saying all of this. No, bitch, people hit the inboxes up with this shit.
Mind you, people have been hitting me up. Oh, she was this and she was that. And I said, baby, let me explain something to y'all. Y'all will not get me in that shit.
Yeah, because I want her to knock you while you're sitting on that panel this weekend.
Yes, like the person that's in my inbox right now, talking about, yeah, like this, LOL. Yeah, you, especially you.
Oh, wait, hold on, because London and Jason, y'all asked for it. I'm sorry to y'all girls that's on the phone line, and I don't know y'all numbers, and y'all not pressing one. So y'all need to and say y'all name, or say y'all just listening or something, so I can pick caller by y'all name or y'all name by y'all name. Because I only know Rodney, Alexis, and Pussy, and Keisha, and certain girls' numbers that call in here.
Oh, Lord.
Clear the motherfucking lines because they
it's
said
to go to-
they said Keisha is trying to call the fuck in, so I'm clearing the motherfucking phone line.
No, I have mercy.
Y'all girls.
Go.
I'm clearing the phone line. I'm not looking at no names. I'm not looking at nothing. I'm just pressing the clear, honey. They said Keisha is trying to get in, and I need Keisha on the line. Hold on. So I'm clearing the phone lines, honey. Damn, as fast as I clear them, the numbers keep jumping up. I clear it, bitch, and it says 50, bitch, and then I look again, bitch, and it's back to 80. There.
I went for a cold pop.
I cleared the phone lines. Please, they said he's just trying to call in, so the lines are clear. Hold on. 347, I heard it ain't her number, but they pressed 1. 347-28, you're live on the air.
Listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening, cuz. Let me pick caller next to your name. Y'all girls better start calling in so I can pick caller next to your name, cuz when I clear the line, I'm clearing them. Keisha from Brooklyn, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm from Queens.
Well, Queens, honey, baby, I still know your number, honey. You was a freaking caller, so I know your number.
How you doing? Hi, hi, London.
Hello.
Hey, Alexis. Hey, Rodney.
Hey. What's going on, Keisha?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Kelly, can I change the topic?
No.
Oh. She's coming down.
You back on hold, Keisha.
Anyone got time for that?
Ma, you live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, you know, I just wanted to call in, so I would be, because I was listening from my computer, but I'm listening now from my phone, because I don't want my computer to hang me up.
Oh, yeah, your computer will be hanging up in 9 minutes. Okay, we're going to put you back on hold. Where is Keisha? They said Keisha's trying to call in. Give me the whole number. I'll call her directly.
This must be a really good show, because Naima using her minutes.
Hold on. London, what minutes? London, what minutes is she using?
She has high time and no time.
She has what?
Jad, nighttime and daytime.
Naima, do you have a rebuttal?
No, I'm not saying I'll get London tomorrow when we have our time because she's trying to. I have Verizon, honey. I don't know about any minute.
Look, I thought London was going to say you was on a full cell phone, Naima. That's what I thought she was
for
with that.
Oh.
That's what I was like.
That's
so
the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
London always trying to come for me, but I got her tomorrow.
Okay. Well, the person that sent me Keisha area code and her three digits, if you could send me the rest of her number because I cleared the lines down and the lines are back up and I still don't see her number, I would definitely give her a call directly and bring her on so she can definitely she's calling in, girl. Okay, she's calling in, but, honey, it's going to say the lines is full. I cleared the lines for her, honey, and I ain't see her.
Wait, is that the one writing you that was standing there on the grass like, yeah, my God, yeah.
But this is my whole thing. Can somebody tell me how these lights just went out in this wall?
That was the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
Let me be honest. This is my thing. Regardless of who slapped Marcus, I told her she was set up.
How you doing?
That's how I feel. I don't know who slapped her. I really don't care. But it just sounded like she was set up. And like I told her, you knew, you had been saying since the North Carolina Awards ball that you were not going to this ball.
Me and Alexis had this same discussion, and I felt the same way. But it's just ironic how they text Marcus the day of the ball and ask him what garçon is going to judge the ball. And then he gets called to the judges panel and the lights go out in North Carolina.
To me, like I said, I don't know who slapped him. Don't really care. Because he's not saying who slapped him, so it's not my battle. Right. Yeah, whatever happened, I felt like she was set up.
Well, somebody just inboxed me, and they said they think that Econ set it up. Hey, hold on. 201-275, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Rodney, R.R., Kelly.
Hey, Mark.
Jason. Oh, my God.
Hey, brother.
If you got slapped like that, what was the hell of the purpose coming on right in the four-page letter about how you got slapped and how people tried you if you wasn't going to retaliate and do nothing about it? Why didn't she just say it?
I think Tony slapped his life straight, you know, so I'm going to need Tony to slap me at the next function. I need to get my life together.
It was not, no, Tony did not slap him. No, don't do that. No, Tony did not slap him. It was the dark night. The dark night slapped him.
What y'all saying is Batman came from Gotham City and cut the lights off. Batman came from Gotham City, had Robin to cut the lights off, went up on the panel, pimp slapped him, came back down off the panel, came back to Gotham City.
No, girl, no. Batman came, Robin cut the lights out. Batman
no, hold on, Jason. So basically what y'all saying is, allegedly, that Tony is Batman and Econ was Robin, and they came and they got the Joker.
Listen, I'm not saying nothing.
All I'm saying is that the Dark Knight slapped him, Robin cut the lights out, and Catwoman took the garçon table because when the lights came back on, they were all gone.
I can't.
But you know, Marcus must have seen Batman's face because when he went to the pulpit and when he went to the police station, he gave Tony's full name.
Because what happened was, Batman came, the lights got cut out because he was...
Whoa, stop.
Because he was looking for two things.
Hold on, Jason. Let me repeat what you just said.
Yeah, and when Marcus went to the pulpit to pray, and when he went to the police station, he gave Tony's full name.
Oh.
Bitch, I can't with y'all. Hold on, we got another call. 980-318, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly, this is Juicy.
Hi, Juicy.
I was working the door at the ABC ball.
Yes.
And I went outside because my wife was outside barbecuing. And I asked her what happened. And she said it was some popping on the light pole. And then the power went out.
That was Robin.
it was Batman and Robin, yeah.
Y'all bitches are
saying
about...
it was a power surge outside.
So it was a power surge.
Yes, it was. There was a truck out there and everything.
Okay, I got it.
They must have been working with the Riddler too.
No, London, it wasn't the Riddler. What was the black man? The Flash? The black man? Electric man? That was
somebody
the black man.
Somebody hit me up and said that's a lie, girl. What you call it? While we talk about, I want to know about this incident in this hotel room when this child got.
90 seconds. Well, who?
What happened?
Some child got beat up, or Lawrence, and some incident with Lawrence and somebody in the hotel room or something, and the child got beat up.
Something like the Chanel's beat up this one prodigy child while she was sleeping.
That's not true.
No, I think that was wrong. I think it was a lover's quarrel. I think it was a lover's quarrel. An ex-lover's quarrel.
That's 60 seconds to the girls that's not on the phone line.
Oh, I thought somebody had was on a three-way call with the jail.
That's the penguin. The penguin is listening in.
Oh, my God. I can't do this with y'all tonight.
Mister, y'all is a fucking... When I tell you y'all is a mess, they just hit me back in my inbox and say Keisha's paying it.
Good.
So what's the tea with Trisha Khan and Sydney Starr? Are they going back and forth together?
Yeah, they're definitely going back and forth at it. That gets you very jail, Miss Thang. 10 seconds, Miss Thang, and then your call just dropped, Miss Thang, and you be gagging, Miss Thang. You gotta wait 6 hours for your calls to reboot.
What?
I'm done. I can't with y'all. Y'all got my stomach over here knots, bitch. Feel like I need to eat something. I'm gagging at y'all, bitch. I cannot with London and Jason, bitch.
Okay, can I give a preview for tomorrow, Kelly?
Yes.
Tune in tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, because we will be speaking live and in living color with the man behind the whole iPod and MacBook scandal himself.
What man?
The one that got ginger shit.
The one and only.
I'm
Hold the fuck up. How y'all get an interview with him?
Yes, we need him tomorrow.
Y'all get to do an interview?
Yes, I am.
With Ginger's MacBook.
I will be interviewing him tomorrow on the London Tea Party.
Kelly, they say he was on different social network sites advertising for the...
He advertising that he's going to be on the tea party tomorrow?
No, he hasn't been advertising that. He's just been advertising his trinkets and gifts.
Oh.
So he be all the social networks that he dates the girls.
Kelly.
Yes.
I just hung up with Tony. I had to click over. He said, could you click the lines one more time?
For who?
Tony.
Oh, I have to call him on three-way because the show is locked. It's after 1 o'clock.
When I tell you that me and Maya did our investigative research and we found him and we have talked to him, and he said, oh, yeah, y'all can call me tomorrow. And we, and Maya is where she is, and I am where I am, and if we found him in less than an hour and actually spoke to him on the phone, how the fuck can Ginger not find him?
Bitch, well, you know, bitch, I'm going to be live, and I'm going to be listening to that. I need to listen. Ooh, Miss Say, Miss Ginger, Ginger Mizrahi, Trey, little Trey Mizrahi, honey.
Hello.
Y'all better be live here, yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Keisha. Rodney's my brother. It was a misunderstanding, and that's my brother at the end of the motherfucking day, and it was just a misunderstanding. Now, one of y'all bitches try my brother and see what will happen.
Don't get quiet now, London and motherfucking I'm quiet now because Keisha's here now, bitch.
It's no shame.
Y'all,
I know Keisha heard the archives. I said that, you know, Rodney, did you give Baby D that cookie she was chasing you for? Keisha, you did kind of look like Baby D the way you chased him around that corner like.
You said what?
I said you kind of, did you see Friday, sweetie? Friday.
No, I didn't see Friday.
Right. It's Friday after, I think it's next Friday. Yeah, go look at it in her baby tree. It looks like her in the video.
What happened, London?
Hello?
London.
Yeah, this is Father Tony. What happened?
Hello, Father Tony. No, Baby D is actually a real cunt. She's not a man or anything.
Huh?
I wasn't reading. I was saying she. It was a joke, Tony.
Oh, okay. All right, Ronnie. Love you.
No, but Tony, Tony, can we argue? Because I do want you to slap me at the next door. I want to my life today.
You said what?
I said, can we argue? Because I do want you to slap me at the next function. I want to get my life together. Like, you know, you slap the girl.
I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't slapped nobody. I ain't slapped nobody at all. Me and Marcus is good. Me and Marcus is cool. Me and Marcus got a surprise for all of y'all.
Maybe it was Econ. Maybe it was Econ because she still wants to go at it.
Oh my God, bitch! My stomach is a fucking knot. I cannot. I cannot, Miss Day. I cannot do London. Bitch, I cannot do motherfucking London and motherfucking Jason, bitch. I can't, Miss Day. I just cannot, Miss Day. London, Jason, Mark, Tiff, Miss Day. Oh my motherfucking God! Oh, I cannot do y'all, Miss Day, bitch. I cannot. Bitch. I know tomorrow night, Miss Day, I'm not going to have no drinks or nothing in front of me, Miss Day, because, bitch, I don't been spending my juice up all night long. But I just can't. I'm just gagging how y'all found this motherfucking child, Miss Day, girl. And I've been trying to find this boy for the longest, Miss Day, to get the exclusive beat, Miss Day. I done hit him up on Facebook, Instagram, and everything, trying to get the beat. And y'all, bitch, I found him. Like, what fucking resources are y'all working with, bitch? I mean, I think Tuesday night is the number one station in war room history because I've been working since the story dropped to get him, Miss Thang, to gag the girls.
You got mad, though.
Right, Kelly, your time is overdue.
Yeah, I think it's time for me to sit down, Miss Thang. I really
you
am.
You know, Wendy Williams did, like, how many years she did, and she got her TV show. It's time for your TV show.
Yeah, I think it is, because, baby, I'm gagging, Miss Thang. Bitch, if y'all would see my messages, Miss Thang, I've been trying to get this boy, because I wanted to gag the girls, Miss Thang, and y'all gag him, Miss Thang. Ginger, Trey, I want y'all on the air. Whoever's Bob, Ginger, and Trey, let them know that the MacBook and iPod Bandit is going to be live on said tomorrow night, Miss Thing, with their Louis Vuitton bag, Miss Thing, and he is giving an exclusive interview tomorrow night at 11:30. So tell them to make sure they're on the line. And all the girls that's listening, make sure y'all definitely on the line too, Miss Thing, because, baby, it's going to go digital, because I know Miss Ginger is going to be on the line. That boy is the gingerbread man, honey. He's telling Miss Ginger and Miss Trey, catch me if you can.
Right.
Oh, God.
Kelly, you said you tried to hit him up.
Yes.
Maybe you're just not the type of girl he likes to rob.
Miss A, oh, my God. Well, I don't got nothing for anybody to rob. The trade already stole my iPhone.
Ooh. I bet you won't turn your back no more.
Baby, no, I bet you I won't be on the phone with Kool-Aid and Man no more, Miss Thing, and leave the motherfucking tray to use the bathroom, Miss Thing, while I'm in my bedroom. Honey. Bitch, they got me, honey. Bitch. Oh, you know what? I think if I change my default picture and take a picture with all my phones and my laptop and stuff, it will be bad.
Bitch. No, what you have to promise him some snow.
Some snow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I can't give nobody none of my snow, Miss Thing.
She ain't sharing that.
Girl, I ain't sharing that. I'm only sharing that with one bitch, Miss Thing. You already know. Honey. Bitch. Alexa Snow.
You already know. Kelly, let me explain something to you. I have been clean for a month, and I am not going into relapse with you.
Ooh. Girl, let me tell you something. When I hear you and Corey talk this weekend, all I'm going to hear is...
When you talk, all I hear is... When you talk, all I hear is...
Okay.
You can't say that, please.
You ready for your accusations?
Yes.
What's going on with you and that... same IP address as Tony Wright.
Baby, let me tell you something. Like I told Milan, baby, okay, baby, I wasn't even home, and I was talking to Alexis, and Alexis already fucking know. I was outside at my cousin's cookout. I was on my cell phone. And like Milan said in that chat, he tracked it to the projects in Brooklyn. Oh, y'all already know I don't live in no motherfucking Brooklyn. I don't live in no fucking projects. Okay.
So Alexis, what are you wearing for the Grand March this weekend?
You do have to come and see.
Ellie,
what are you wearing for Grand March?
What?
What are you wearing for Grand March overall, mother?
I got this fab black and white dress that I'm wearing this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I wear my white jeans and my purple pump and my purple top on Sunday.
Oh, okay, man.
And I'm coming to D.C. to fuck up the socialites.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the socialites are ready. And I thank you, because Team Hard Rock will be in the building.
Team Hard Rock
will be ready.
Yes, baby, we coming through the motherfucking building, bitch, okay? I got my motherfucking team, and we is coming through the motherfucking building. We is not playing with the girls on Sunday at that kickball game, okay? I had to warm my motherfucking leg up from Kentucky because it was real dry.
There's a lot of drying going around.
Your Kentucky kick was very blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it was. It was. It definitely was, baby. But I'm coming back to D.C., and I'm taking the girls off the base like I did 2 years ago.
I just got some tea from the ballroom A-list itself. They said that, actually, Milan said that two ex-couture said while they were at Kelly's house, they spoofed her being Tony Wright.
Chow, tell Milan to go... Tell Milan to go kick rocks, okay? That's what he
needs. We have to get the pat. We have to get the pat. Like she has the pat. We will not mention his name on the show.
No, you can mention his name, baby. It doesn't matter, honey, baby. Nobody's not reading her. Let me tell you something. bitch. All I hear is wah, wah, wah.
So, Kelly, did you not tell Vicky Gotti that Milan made that fake page up that said, rest in peace, Kelly, bitch?
Oh, yeah, I did tell him that. Yes, I did.
Kelly, somebody at your door.
Nobody at my door.
Oh, I thought I heard your buzzer.
No, that wasn't my buzzer. That was yours. Okay. Ain't nobody ringing my bell this time of morning.
Well, damn sure you're ringing mine.
London, you got a late night client?
London?
No, that was actually me. I was trying to be secretive. I'm going back in the crack house right now.
So they just look through the peephole to see you there, make the purchase.
Right, I just buzzed the door and they look through the peephole. Right now they're waiting, you know.
The girls want me, Miss Day. Alexis.
Yes.
This is the girls always. The girls is always sitting for me, Miss Day. And you know, at any given time, Miss Day, I can definitely make a new motherfucking page. Yet. Okay, girls, I'm not that they're ringing. Okay, Alexis, can you please tell the girls my name on Facebook, Miss Thing, my boy name.
Trent Revlon West.
And I thank you. Okay.
Kelly, you know I'm a smart bitch, so Champ Revlon was going out with Tony Wright, right?
Excuse me?
You know what?
London, I did spook that. Listen, okay. At first, when the both profiles came about, London, they were going together, right?
But I kept looking, and then Champ Revlon appeared in the tranny group. Okay, this is what happened. So Champ hit me up. We were talking. I gave him my phone number. But I kept, so you know me, I'm a very investigative bitch. I call a couple of Revlons, and nobody seemed to know who he was. So after about a few months, and the whole Tony Wright, when Tony Wright had posted my video, I knew it had to be when the video came about. If you paid attention, whoever posted the video, when Tony Wright posted the video, it was recorded through a phone from the computer, right? So whoever it was had to have seen it on a computer. Now, there were only two people on the computer when I showed them. And I know Kelly was one of them, and I know who the other person was. So I figured when I got a message, somebody said, oh, that Tony Wright is Kelly. I was like, okay then. But then when I got another confirmation of who it was, then it all made sense. So now I see why the two people were in cahoots with each other. Carry on.
Tony Wright said that they saw Tony Wright at Vogue Night.
He called in a couple times, right?
Yes, he has called in.
And they said that they seen him at Vogue Nights, that he's gone to Vogue Nights a few times. Tony Wright.
You're right.
Yeah, he does be at Vogue Nights. Him and Champ Revlon go together sometime where they meet each other down there.
But mother is not Tony Wright to the girls that's texting my red phone, and to the girl that told Alexis that. Mother is not Tony Wright.
Well, I will say this. Tony Wright, I thought was London, but we got that straightened. Hey.
Okay.
Me, Tony Wright?
Baby, no, I'm not. I am a couple of people. I do. I am a couple of people. I'm a couple of people. I got like five boys. I got like three girls, bitch. I even got two trannies, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I got over 3,000 friends on all my pages, all ballroom girls. To the girls that's texting my phone.
Right, and Kelly, to conclude everything, you may not be Tony Wright, but we all know that you have the password to be Tony Wright.
I don't have the password, baby. Trust me.
Yes, London. You got the passwords.
I don't have the password. I'm scrolling through my browser now, this thing. I'm about to deactivate my my champ page, this thing. I need to start a new page. Let me see what sitting boy did I get that will attract the girls to want to be my friend. Wow, why y'all falling out? Who's falling out?
To the person that's in my inbox. Hold on. To the person that's in my inbox, who is Tiffany Couture?
Excuse me? I don't know.
I'm asking a question. The person that's in my inbox, who is Tiffany Couture? I'm not laughing with you. I asked a question.
Girl, okay, I know, so who cares who all you are? Girl, go lay down, girl, okay?
That's probably the same person. Go ahead, carry on.
Yeah, it's the same person. It's the same person. She's in your inbox and she's on my red phone. Girl, go lay down someplace, okay, girl?
We got a big weekend ahead of us.
Yes, you got a big weekend ahead of you. You should be getting your rest. You should be getting your rest. So when I take the throne,
I don't think she will have that.
Girl, she ain't got no other choice but to have it.
Ooh. I did hear there was something brewing out there that weekend though. She said, "Bitch, please, never."
Girl.
Kelly, she said you can't sit with us.
Girl. Ooh. Baby, I can sit. Trust me, I can.
Oh, my God. Y'all are terrible.
Tell her she ain't ready for this.
You called her one time, Kelly, and she got your pussy wet together. No shame, man.
Tell her she's not ready, honey. Tell her if she sends for it, it will come. Oh, doors. Oh, no, let me see what it's giving. She has her I love you, but no, no, no. Mama, no, mama, no, mama. Oh, my God. I love y'all, honey. I love y'all, but, you know, it's about that time. We got to get out of here. Alexis has to go to school. Rodney has to work. London and her girls got to get ready for tomorrow night for their exclusive interview. What I would definitely be live on the air and definitely getting all the motherfucking tea. I definitely hope that somebody is by the little Trey and Ginger and let them know that Robin Hood is going to be on the line tomorrow so they can definitely call in and definitely be a part of that, honey. Hear what they got to say, this thing, and every rebuttal to this child running around and being on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and now he's gracing the tea party tomorrow, Miss Dane, with the stolen property, Miss Dane. He's going to be listening to the show and going to be live on their stolen property tomorrow night. What the fuck, Miss Dane? It's going, bitch, when I tell you, I have to definitely give big props to London and her cast, Miss Dane. Y'all bitches just went digital with that, Miss Dane. So with that being said, can everybody one by one say goodnight? Because we about to get the fuck up out of here until tomorrow.
I want 2 for $30.
2 for $30. 2 for $30. Okay, I'll make sure Alexa send the guy over to you after we go in the back and get ours. Okay. Baby, because Alexis is leaving out that courthouse, Miss Thing. She's leaving out that motherfucking courtyard, Marriott Snow.
No, I'm not, Kelly. Okay, I got something for sure.
Okay, bitch, girl. You already know, Miss A girl, okay? But everybody say goodnight, Miss A girl. I don't pop. I'm not, baby, please. We leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning. Ball starts at 2 o'clock in the morning, bitch. We leaving at 2 o'clock in the morning. Bitch, please. Okay? And we going to be there until about 12 o'clock in the morning. Please. You're not even going to be there that long, Alexis, if you ain't snowed.
Well, that could be a good thing. I mean,
okay, you already know you're only going to be at a ball for about an hour, Silva. And you got a judge.
Shut up, stop. No,
Let me start running. Let me sniff this coke and start running track so I can get ready for the Olympics.
Okay, everybody say goodnight. We're getting up out of here.
Night. Tune in tomorrow for the Tuesday London Bridge Tea Party Room with all the Tea Party hosts.
Okay. Well, I am the legendary Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into. Please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be
just your own.
Yes, honey. And when y'all see Alexis this weekend, y'all already know she's going to be motherfucking snowed, honey. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow night for London and the Tea Party cast and the motherfucking L.A. motherfucking Batman and motherfucking Robin Crook, bitch. Bye. Look, he cackled.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, Designers from Beyond the Grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candyman. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, 1,000.